McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Pat Lindemann in a very serious allegation, a draft version of a campaign literature piece. Mark Grebner, who is a 32-year county commissioner, announced that he will challenge Pat Lindemann, who is the drain commissioner for Ingham County. Grebner says he's challenging him for the seat and charged him with political corruption and bureaucratic bungling in what has wasted millions of taxpayer dollars. It's a very serious charge, and we wanted to get Pat on to talk about that. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
Well, I'm doing very well. When you first heard about this, what did you think, and what's your response?
Well, I think it's kind of ridiculous, but the projects that we've done over the 20 years that I've been drain commissioner have all been under budget and on time. Compare that with his 911 center that he did, which was 53% over budget and 2 years late. I mean, he says. And I'm not sure, I haven't read the brochure, so I can't speak to it specifically, but I can tell you that his allegations of me hiring pay-to-play or something like that, somebody said that the contractors and stuff have to donate to me or something like that to get a job. Well, that's not true. We do bidding for all the contractual work, like bulldozer operating, the construction stuff, and that kind of stuff, and we choose the best people that we can for the best bargain. Now, understand that some of the projects that we do are unique, and they require specific design criteria and so on. We use a process of hiring, which is called QBS. It's quality-based selection. It's endorsed by the American Civil Engineers, the American Society of Civil Engineers, and most lawyers and survey associations and so on all recommend that you use that rather than bid for professional services. We have a file of approved clients and vendors that we draw upon. Sometimes we need someone for some limnology, which is the study of ponds and that kind of thing, or a wetland expert or whatever. So we hire those people. And as it turns out, we save more money than you can imagine by hiring people who are really good at what they do. And the criteria, according to Grebner, they're all donated to my campaign, and that's why I hire them. Well, that's just baloney. That just doesn't happen that way. If you take projects, 15 or 20 of my projects have saved millions of dollars. The average amount of professional services we use on our contractual stuff varies between 8 and 15%, which is within the national average of all municipal or infrastructure contracting work. So I don't think there's any basis to his allegations. Political appointments, he says I hire people for, political hacks, that kind of thing. I think every person who's been on the road commission has been, in one form or another, part of the political process, and he's appointed all of them. The odd part of it is he's voted for every single one of my projects in terms of good faith and credit from the county. He's seen all the comp of costs on all of them, and, I just don't know where he's coming from. He said he was going to retire, and I think probably it has something to do with him not wanting to retire. But other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
Did you expect this? Did you see this coming?
We've been kind of anticipating it for a while. He, I don't know. The particular piece of literature that he put in the mail, somebody called me and asked me about it. And I don't know how to answer. I mean, those are pretty weird statements, I mean, how do you answer some of that stuff? Other than to just lay out what you've done and then let the public be the judge. Like the Tollgate project over in the Grosbeck neighborhood there in, near Wood Street, that project saved over $14 million. I hired a guy from to design the wetland portion of that. I hired a guy out of Ann Arbor who did that job for me and none other, But the engineers that I hire on other projects have all have specialties in certain areas, and I combine their talent and we come up with better projects, and they spend less time designing it than if we had just gone to bid for professional services. And it's a common practice around the country not to bid for professional services, but to interview two or three different people and pick the best, you know what I mean, rather than go out to contract for that kind of stuff. Lawyers, surveyors, geologists, wetland scientists, that kind of thing.
Political corruption and bureaucratic bungling that wasted millions of dollars, those are serious allegations.
Yeah, well, let them prove it. I swear to God, Tony, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't do political, I don't hire people for political reasons. I have deputies. I have two deputies that, you know, one of them is out of Meridian Township, the other one's out of Lansing, and they, I suppose, have a history of politics, but I didn't hire them for that. One's a lawyer, the other one is happens to be really good at natural resource preservation, and which is both of the things that we try to strive for. You know, this is a real issue to me. He wants to argue all this stuff, but he doesn't want to sit and really talk about the importance of infrastructure. You have to have four things to have a city. You got to have a place to flush your toilet, a place to put your storm water, a consistent source of drinking water, and a transportation system. I dabble, but the projects that I do have something to do with all of those. This economy sucks. We have people unemployed. You want to bring business to this community, you better take care of your infrastructure. Most of the storm drains that I'm working on right now are over 120 years old. They need to be rebuilt. This isn't a time to play these political fast word games, if that's what this guy wants to do and running against me. We need to talk about how to make this county viable, put people back to work, and protect their environment. Those are not mutually exclusive things. We can do both. We can provide a high quality of life at the same time, providing an opportunity for people to come here, have their help live here in a good, high quality environment, and promote jobs, a place to make money. You know, that's what we need to do. It isn't about, you know, who I hire as a lawyer or who donates to my campaign. That's not what this is about. But if he thinks that that's what that's about, then I guess let the games begin. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, then, you know, I'm going to preach clean water and promoting jobs and economic development. But if he wants to talk about that other stuff, then let him talk about it, because I'm not going to respond to it. It's silly. I mean, it's just a silly argument.
No, Mr. Grebner.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that most of the people that I've talked to on the street, I have public meetings every week, invite the public in. There are serious issues out there, flooding and failures within a 100-year-old system. I've got thousands of miles with the stormwater system that fails. It's getting old. It needs to be repaired and fixed. Those people don't care about Mr. Grebner's rhetoric. What they care about is a better life for their kids, and that's really what this is all about. And if Mr. Grebner wants to go on and, you know, make those kinds of arguments, fine. Look, I got the numbers to back it up. We save money on our projects. You know, just compare any one of my projects with his. The 911 center is a perfect example. If that's the way that he wants to do business, well, you know, he claims he's going to get rid of all our staff, and I think somebody said that he was making statements like that. So if he wants to lay all of the drain office people off, who's going to manage your stormwater for you? You know, I just don't get it.
We're talking
now. He also wants to take over the road commission. What's that about? Every one of the people that's on that road commission, he appointed.
We're talking with Ingham County Drain Commissioner Patrick Lindemann. A final question for you, Pat. Mr. Grebner is quoted as saying that if Pat would agree to retire, I'd drop out of the race since any of the likely alternative candidates would be fine. If I win the Democratic primary in August, I will spend the 4-year term trying to fix the problems that Pat has created.
Well, I guess he's going to have to define the problems for me to respond to him. The ones about corruption and all that, I don't see it, but, you know, I don't know what to tell you, Tony. It sounds like a desperate campaign ploy to me, but who knows? But if he wants to run, let him run. I mean, it's a free country. He can do that. It's not going to be as easy to beat me as he thinks it is. I think that the public really care about the environment. I think, Tony, I really think the public want someone in charge that can manage their water, take care of their infrastructure, and create a better future for their kids. That's really what this is about.
All right, Pat, I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much, sir.
Sure, Tony. Oh, Tony, can I have one more comment?
Yes, please.
There's an issue that I think you should be aware of, and it might make a good show for you. The FEMA maps are now out, and they have added thousands of pieces of property to the floodplain in this county. It's really a hardship on a lot of people. If you want to talk about that sometime, I've got all the data on it, and it would make an interesting topic. And I know that a lot of citizens out there are really interested in learning about it.
Can we talk about it now?
Oh, sure.
All right. Well,
if you wish.
All right. Tell us about the information, how it was amassed. Give us the specifics of it.
Okay. The federal government had intended on remapping all of the floodplains in the country, and they wound up with a shortage of cash. So what they did, I'm trying to boil this down into a few sentences. It's a very complicated issue, but what they wound up doing is spending a lot less money than what they had at first intended to do the right mapping. So they did computer generations of maps, which showed the floodplains different than what they originally were, the old floodplain maps. The outcome of that is thousands of properties, just in Ingham County alone, and this is true across the country, now are in the floodplain when before they weren't in the floodplain. And the data that they used to generate the maps, some of it was current, some of it was not. The places where the current data was, some of the mapping probably is relatively accurate, but not completely accurate without field tests. The other part of it is an interesting thing. They used culvert sizes to determine backups and so on, and those culverts don't exist a lot of times, and it's just flawed data. So a lot of people are now subject to paying extraordinary amounts of money for flood insurance that they have to buy according to their mortgage companies. And when we looked at the maps, we've determined from our office that it's more than likely that they're not even in the floodplain and they're still having to bear these burdens. We had a meeting with the township officials last week, and we're working with all of the township supervisors and boards throughout the county to try to set up a process by which we can rectify some of these things. The current process right now is that the citizen who has been put in the floodplain, who's no longer in the floodplain, has to do a floodplain map amendment, and they have to pay for it themselves. So here they were thrust upon with a new map. The mortgage companies then call them and say you have to increase your insurance, which is in the tunes of thousands of dollars a year, almost in some cases doubling their mortgage payments. And then they have to get out of it. They have to then pay for an engineer and a surveyor and some land people to come out there and certify that they're no longer in the floodplain, according to the map, the new maps. This is a huge burden on the public, and I think it was ill-planned, and while the intention was good, the impacts are huge. We've gotten hundreds of calls from people, and we've been trying to help them out, and this isn't over yet. We're going to continue to generate maps and offer elevation data to all the citizens of the county free of charge, to assist them and try to guide them in the right direction. But it's a big issue across the country. It's not just here. It's Ohio, Florida. All the maps across the country were redone. It's causing huge amounts of expenditures for people that I think are unnecessary.
All right. Pat Lindeman is the Ingham County Drain Commissioner. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.